From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is facing a lawsuit over the death of an officer who was killed while escorting President Obama's motorcade. WLRN's Marva Hinton has details.
The widow of a Jupiter police officer filed the lawsuit, which accuses the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office of negligence. Her husband, Bruce St. Laurent, died in September of 2012 after he was struck by a pickup truck. This crash occurred while he was preparing to shut down a stretch of I-95 ahead of President Obama's motorcade. Brenda St. Laurent is suing for unspecified damages. The lawsuit claims the sheriff's office negligently allowed the driver of the truck to enter the highway by not cordoning off a southbound entrance to I-95. A Florida Highway Patrol report found that the truck driver was neither speeding nor distracted. The FHP report also noted that the driver slammed on her brakes but couldn't avoid crashing into the officer's motorcycle. A spokeswoman for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the agency had not been served with the lawsuit and could not comment on it. St. Laurent was a 20-year veteran of the Jupiter Police Department. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Drowning is one of the leading causes of death for children under the age of 4 in Florida, and that's why child welfare officials are launching a statewide water safety campaign this summer. The message from the Department of Children and Families to parents and caregivers is simple. The agency wants adult eyes on kids at all times when they have access to water. The campaign will also focus on the importance of swimming lessons and providing resources so more kids have access to lessons. Florida officials estimate more than 24 child drowning deaths have been called into the Florida Abuse Hotline since January. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.